Rick Astley is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East. It is time for Coffee Talk for Thursday. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. And today is National Rescue Dog Day. Now that more of us are going back to the office, animal shelters say a lot of people are returning their pandemic pets. So if you're looking for a furry friend, maybe consider stopping by a shelter. You can also just volunteer or donate. It's also National Be a Millionaire Day. Do one thing that makes you feel like $1 million, even if you don't have it. Buy something extravagant, make a donation, or pay off some bills. Or wear a top hat, like the Monopoly guy. World Bee Day is also today. That's raising awareness about the importance of bees. They don't just make honey, of course. Bees also help pollinate about 75% of the world's crops and almost 90% of the planet's wild plants and flowers. Bees have been around for more than 30 million years, but lately populations have been dropping at a scary pace, and scientists still can't figure out exactly why. The next time you fly, you could be asked to step on a scale before boarding a plane. Airlines need to calculate an aircraft's weight and balance when boarding passengers. Unfortunately, the data that's been used by airlines to guess the total weight of the passengers is pretty outdated. In other words, Americans have gotten fatter and the FAA doesn't know exactly how much we've plumped up. Therefore, passengers may soon be asked to check their weight before boarding a plane so that the FAA can collect new data. It's all in the interest of safety. This is some pretty difficult news, I should say, as we head into Pride Month. More than 40% of LGBT teens in America say they've considered suicide in the past year. The new research by the Trevor Project surveyed more than 35,000 gay teens and young adults and found that 70% of them suffered through poor mental health during the pandemic, with LGBT kids also reporting feeling a lack of safety. And you've undoubtedly heard about the return of the cicadas. This is one way to soften the noise a bit. According to some chefs, why not kill them and eat them? The Chicago Sun-Times says cicadas can be cooked into many unique dishes. The infamous bugs are consumed in many countries because they're full of protein. Experts recommend removing cicada wings and legs to reduce their crunchiness. They're also best enjoyed while they are soft and chewy. Cicadas can be used as pizza toppings or shrimp replacements in any recipe. Bug chef David Gordon says, quote, "We really have to get over our dislike of insects, which is really strong and deep-seated in most people in our culture. You can make stir-fry. You can mix them into dough to make banana bread, let's say. You can batter them and deep-fry them, which I think would be my favorite way," he says. That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.